Okay, we are up and recording this morning. I'm speaking with Debbie Busker, chairman of Camp Sacagawea. Debbie, I understand that we have some cleanup days coming up, I think beginning tomorrow, Saturday, July 12th, and again in another week. I guess tell me, let's just start. What are the needs there? What's the idea behind these cleanup days?
What we're trying to do is get the woods at the camp safe for the girls to hike in.
And so what is it going to take to get us to that point?
A lot of hard work. We have storm damage from an ice storm that came in several years ago and did damage. And then with the realignment from GSUSA, properties were put on hold, and now we're at the point that we can start cleaning this up. So in that time frame of approximately 5 years, we have growth. We have a lot of dead in the woods from that damage. Some of it's on the ground. It's very large pieces that we just physically cannot handle. We need people with chainsaws that can just cut it up for us so we can manage it to get it hauled out. There's a lot of undergrowth, vines on the trees, limbs that are hanging, you know, that's just not safe for the girls to go through. And we just need that dead taken out of there.
So, Debbie, you mentioned that it's been approximately 5 years. So have the girls not been able to use the campsite or just the wooded part of it? What's our hold up there?
Just the wooded part. The property is very usable. They just cannot hike out in the woods. And that's the one thing that the girls asked for to do. So it's very important to me personally that we do that for them.
So we're going to start, I understand, around 7 a.m. starting tomorrow morning, work until about noon. What do volunteers need to bring with them, or do they need to register before they show up, or can they show up? Tell us what the process is for that, please.
We have an email address that is friendsofcampsacagawea@yahoo.com, and anything pertaining to the camp property, be it to volunteer, financial donations, just to give us information. If anyone knows when a building was built, how it was done, anything pertaining to that camp, they can just email to there, and I have a lady that monitors that for me and forwards it on to whoever on our committee takes care of that question. Also, we would like to know who is coming. We have to have insurance in place, and we'd like to know who's coming so we can have, you know, cold water for them. The early times are because of the heat that's coming through, you know, so we don't have people out there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when it's 90 degrees. But we would like them to pre-warn us that they're coming, or pre-register with us that they're coming. And what they would need to bring would be anything that they have that they could use to assist us. If they have a chainsaw that they can cut with, that would be fine. If they have hand pruners, if they just have a good sturdy truck and trailer that they would like to haul off some of this brush to the dump site for us, that would be wonderful.
So, Debbie, for our listeners that might not be familiar with the camp, tell us how to find it. What's the address there? That sort of information.
Okay. We're on Sacagawea Road in Sedalia, which is right off of B Highway, also known as Green Ridge Road. And if you would like, I do not know the address off the top of my head, but I can look it up for you here real quick.
Okay, well that's okay.
It's in the phone book.
Okay, that's okay. I'll look it up. That's not a problem at all. I can do that. So we're going to do this tomorrow and then again in another week on the 19th. I think we've covered most everything. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Not that I can think of right now, just that email address is very important, that people use that for contact with us, just because there's different people for different things, you know, and it's just easier to have that one email address. We would love for them to pre-register with us.
Okay, very good. Okay, Debbie, I think we're...